High head pressure, the full differential overcharge vs airflow vs non-condensables vs dirty condenser. Four different problems all push head pressure up. This is the differential that separates them. Overcharge, low condenser airflow, non-condensables, and a dirty slash undersized condenser. Using subcooling, condenser split, and condensing temp over ambient instead of guessing. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. High head pressure is a symptom, not a diagnosis. By the time you see a head pressure that's 50 to 100 psi over where it should be, you know the condenser isn't rejecting heat fast enough, but you don't yet know why. And the four common causes get fixed four completely different ways. Recover refrigerant for one, wash a coil for another, recover and recharge for a third, replace a fan motor for the fourth. Get it wrong, and you either don't fix it or you make it worse. Recovering charge on a system that's high from a dirty coil leaves it undercharged once you clean it. This article is the decision tree that splits the four apart using a small set of measurements that each cause moves differently. How it works. The condenser's whole job is to take hot discharge vapor, to superheat it, condense it to liquid, and subcool that liquid by dumping heat into the outdoor air. Head pressure rides on the condensing saturation temperature. Anything that makes it harder to move heat out of the refrigerant into the air raises the condensing temp, and head pressure follows. The four causes each break that heat exchange differently, and they leave different fingerprints on subcooling. The condenser air split air off the coil minus air into the coil, and the gap between condensing temperature and outdoor ambient. Overcharge stacks extra liquid in the condenser, drowning condenser surface and raising subcooling. Low condenser airflow weak slash failing fan, slow fan, blocked airflow, recirculation means the air can't carry heat away. The air leaving the coil gets very hot, big split even though the coil itself is clean. Non-condensables air slash nitrogen left in the system occupy condenser volume and add their own partial pressure on top of the refrigerants. Head reads high while subcooling stays normal to low, and the system runs hot for no reason. Dirty slash undersized slash fouled condenser coil can't transfer heat through the fouled surface. Condensing temp climbs over ambient, subcool can look normal-ish, and the coil is visibly or measurably restricted. In the field, take three measurements beyond the head pressure itself, and the picture sorts out fast. Subcooling. Liquid saturation temp from head pressure minus actual liquid line temp. Condensing temperature over outdoor ambient. Convert head pressure to saturation temp, then subtract the outdoor dry bulb. A healthy air-cooled condenser condenses roughly 15 to 25 degrees above the air going into it. A number well above that means the condenser side is struggling. Condenser air split. Temperature of the air leaving the condenser coil minus the air entering it. This tells you whether the air is actually carrying the heat away. Then read the combination. Subcool high plus condensing over ambient high to overcharge. Liquid is backing up in the condenser. Recover refrigerant to target subcool and the head comes down. Air split high plus coil clean to low airflow. The air is leaving hot because not enough of it is moving. Check fan RPM slash rotation, fan capacitor, motor amps, fan blade pitch, and anything blocking or recirculating the discharge air. A failing fan motor that's slowing down is a classic. Condensing over ambient high plus subcool normal to low plus you confirmed a clean coil, correct charge, and a good fan to non-condensables. Nothing else explains the high head. The system has air in it. The fix is recovery and proper evacuation and recharge, not adding or removing refrigerant blindly. A tell. The head is higher than conditions justify and the system was recently opened slash serviced without a proper vacuum. Coil visibly dirty slash condensing over ambient high plus split high despite a good fan to fouled or undersized condenser. Heat can't get through the surface. Clean it or recognize it's undersized slash damaged. Note, after a real cleaning, recheck charge. A coil that was masking as overcharged looking can read low once it can reject heat again. Normal values and targets. R410 air-cooled split system. For orientation always defer to the data plate and conditions. Condensing temp over outdoor ambient. Roughly 15 to 25 degrees. Tighter on high efficiency slash large coils. Wider on builder grade. Above about 30 to 35 degrees over ambient. Something's wrong with heat rejection. Subcooling. About 8 to 12 degrees on most EXV systems per nameplate. Climbing well above that with high head equals overcharge or liquid backing up. Condenser air split. Commonly about 10 to 20 degrees on a healthy unit at moderate ambient. A split pushing 25 to 30 degrees plus points at low airflow. Head pressure itself moves with outdoor temp. On a 95 degrees day, an R410, a system commonly runs head in the high 300s to mid 400s PSI. Judge head by the condensing temp over ambient, not a memorized PSI number. Common faults and what they mean. High head plus high subcool plus low superheat. Overcharge. Recover to target subcool. High head plus huge condenser air split plus clean coil. Condenser fan slash airflow problem. Fan motor slowing, wrong rotation, bad fan cap, blade slipping, or blocked slash recirculated discharge. High head plus normal slash low subcool plus clean coil plus good fan plus correct charge. Non-condensables. Recover, evacuate properly, recharge. High head plus high condensing over ambient plus dirty slash bent slash fouled coil. Dirty or restricted condenser. Clean, then recheck charge. High head only on the hottest days, otherwise fine. Marginal heat rejection, slightly dirty coil, slightly low fan airflow, or borderline undersized condenser that only crosses the line at peak ambient. Optimize all heat rejection factors. Tech tips and gotchas. Don't recover charge to fix high head until you've ruled out airflow, a dirty coil, and non-condensables. Pulling refrigerant out of a system that's actually high because of a dirty coil leaves it starved after you clean it. Diagnose first. Condensing temp over ambient is the great equalizer. It normalizes for the weather. A 420 PSI head means nothing until you compare its saturation temp to the outdoor air. Non-condensables are you can't measure them directly diagnosis. You reach it by elimination. If charge, airflow, and the coil all check out and the head is still high, it's air in the system, almost always from a skipped or weak vacuum on the last service. The cure is a proper evacuation, not a guess. A recirculation problem mimics a dirty coil. A condenser tucked in a corner, under a deck, or next to a wall reingests its own hot discharge air. The coil is clean but the entering air is already hot. Measure the air actually entering the coil, not the shade temperature 10 feet away. Microchannel coils foul on the surface and are easy to misread. They can look clean from a few feet, but be packed with fine debris in the face. Light from behind or a close inspection matters. One high side fault can hide a low side one. Sky high head from a dirty coil can prop up suction pressure and mask a slightly low charge. Fix the heat rejection, then reevaluate the whole charge. Safety slash code notes. High head pressure stresses the compressor and can trip the high pressure safety. Don't run a system at extreme head longer than needed to diagnose it. Recover refrigerant per EPA 608. Never vent when removing an overcharge or clearing non-condensables. Coil cleaning chemicals. Follow the product's handling guidance and protect the fins, your skin, and your eyes. Working on a live condenser fan circuit. Bleed the fan slash dual capacitor before handling, and use a meter rated for the circuit.